Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
There's a real back-to-school vibe in the papers today. Lots of education stories. The Irish Independent, the number of children in supersized classes of 35 or more has increased, despite average sizes in primary schools falling below 22 pupils for the first time this century. I still can't believe this. When I was going to school, we had class sizes of 34, 35 in primary school, but I thought those days were gone. But apparently we have a lot of children still in supersized classrooms, 35 kids or more. The strong downward trend in average class sizes has been driven by a decline in birth rates. They're not mentioning there greater resources. It's because there's fewer children being born. But then the number of children in very large classes has increased by more than 450 during the last school year. I remember in school some students had to stand at the windowsill to write down their notes because there was no seats for them in the classroom. I hope that's not the case these days. Irish Examiner, a small cohort of children. Now, they're the kids lucky enough to get into school, by the way, because in the Examiner, a small cohort of children still don't even have a school place, be it standing or sitting. This is for the new academic year, and that is according to the Disability Minister. And department officials apparently are working desperately hard to make sure that families have certainty around school places there. So you can read more about that in the Examiner. The paper also tells us that tomorrow we're starting this new drugs scheme where you're going to have the guards refer you to the HSE if you're found with illegal drugs. And the Examiner says that the HSE is geared up and ready for about 7,000 people to be referred to it by Gardaí for a first-time offence for possessing drugs for personal use. This scheme, by the way, was announced 7 years ago, but it's going to start nationwide tomorrow for a one-year trial, and it's Ireland's first ever diversion scheme. Also then tomorrow, the Examiner tells us on the front page the lawyers are back from their big long summer holiday, but solicitors are warning that the row, the legal aid row, is going to pose a grave public risk when the courts resume tomorrow. So I'm not sure what's going to happen tomorrow, but members of the Southern Law Association are going to gather in Cork this morning essentially to decide how they're going to continue with their opposition to the flat fee criminal legal aid scheme, because obviously they've been on their summer break, so they're going to meet in Cork to discuss what are we going to do for the new term. But there's grave public risk, apparently. Irish Daily Mail, if you're waiting for an air code, you're going to be waiting a bit longer because 17,300 properties are waiting for air codes to be issued. There's some row over pay conditions at Tolcha Éireann. So no new air codes have been issued in months because of a row between surveyors and management at the land agency. And they reckon that if people obviously can't get their air codes, that this is going to affect the government targets on housing. The Irish Daily Star, picnic worker on punter assault rap. Allegedly, a member of the public, a festival goer, had their jaw broken by a teenager in an early morning incident. So it's an alleged assault that happened on Saturday morning. Stradbally punch claim is what the Star says. And then the Irish Sun is launching a new campaign today on laughing gas, and they say crippled for laughs. Laughing gas is now the scourge of Ireland's youth, leaving scores in wheelchairs after abusing the dangerous drug. So the Irish Sun is launching the No Laughing Matter campaign today, demanding action. Saw recently a senator in Dublin in a couple of hours going around, picked up about 200 of these gas canisters just lying around there. So it's a big, big problem. I also understand as well that some young people like to get in their car as part of, you know, four or five in a car and inhale the laughing gas and then go off driving and giggling, which is quite concerning. Inside the papers, now, I don't know, I assume this will go down like a lead balloon in Dublin, but we'll read you the story anyway. Irish Rail has said it wants to close all five level crossings in South Dublin. So this is the level crossings at Lansdowne Road, Serpentine Avenue, Sandymount Avenue, Sydney Parade and Merrion Gates. So how do you do that? Well, they're recommending that you put in an underpass for cars. That would be built north of the Merrion Gates, which link Merrion Road with Strand Road. And it is a big traffic bottleneck, in fairness. And then you'd have pedestrian and cycle crossings replacing the other four gated level crossings for vehicles. So you go under. I don't know how that'll go down locally. Maybe people will love it because of the traffic. It can be difficult to navigate, particularly if you're like me and you're not used to Dublin driving, and then you come across these crossings and you haven't a clue what to do. But anyway, more about that in the Irish Times on rail. There's also a rail story in the Examiner. The Cork to Dublin train line is a drug corridor, according to the Bus and Rail Union. Nearly 120 complaints about antisocial behaviour on trains around Cork over the last 12 months were analysed by the Irish Examiner, and more than 87% of those detailed intimidation, assault, disturbance, racism, alcohol and drug use. And Dermot O'Leary from the NBRU says that the Cork-Dublin train line is a hotspot for antisocial behaviour. I have got that train myself and certainly have felt nervous in some parts of it. Dolly Parton, I never knew this, has never had a UK number one. And this is in the Star. They reckon now she's going to get her first ever UK number one. They reckon 9 to 5, because it's flying up the charts at the moment. They reckon 9 to 5 is going to become number one some nearly, what are we talking, 1980, 46 years after the song was released. 9 to 5, and it's a cracking song. 9 to 5 only reached number 12 in the UK charts, but now they reckon that she's going to get to number one, apparently. Staying with music, the X Factor is coming back. Not sure if you heard that over the weekend. And what they've done in order to get ready for the X Factor to come back is they have trademarked some of the phrases that they use in the X Factor. So The Sun tells us that they have trademarked, "I didn't like it, I loved it," which Simon Cowell says. Also, they've trademarked, "It's a yes from me, it's a no from me, and I didn't like it, I loved it." They did that back in December, by the way, so they're clearly planning for this big X Factor return. We don't know who the judges are going to be. I don't know if Simon Cowell will be back or not, but they're getting ready with their phrases anyway. Final story comes from the Times of London. Front page of that paper says that you should hit the snooze button at the weekend to help your heart. You can't beat a weekend lie-in to help your heart. Apparently it boosts your heart health and wards off high blood pressure. You need 1 hour and 27 minutes of extra sleep, which gives you the most benefit for your blood pressure. And they also say that you shouldn't feel lazy or guilty for staying under the covers at the weekend. Well, that's today you shouldn't feel guilty, because tomorrow we are going to be told that lie-ins are bad for you and that you should get the same amount of sleep every single night of the week. Usually we're told that you're supposed to get up at the same time every morning, including at the weekends. But now we're told that you should actually lie on. The average person sleeps 6 to 6.4 hours per night. So they say your goal is, at the weekend, try and get your 8 hours. More about that in the Times of London. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.